Jake, go! The boy turned toward Per Callahan, bewildered. He was walking with his arms crossed, ready to fling the risers at the first low man or woman who moved. Oi had returned to his heel, although he was swinging his head ceaselessly from side to side, and his eyes were bright with the prospect of more prey. "We go together," Jake said. "They're buffaloed, Pear. And we're close. They took her through here, this room, and then through the kitchen." Callahan paid no attention. Still holding the turtle high, as one might hold a lantern in a deep cave, he had turned toward the tapestry. The silence from behind it was far more terrible than the shouts and feverish, gargling laughter. It was silence like a pointed weapon. And the boy had stopped.
"Go while you can," Callahan said, striving for calmness. "Catch up to her if you can. This is the command of your din. This is also the will of the white. But you can't go, Jake."
The low men and women in the Dixie Pig, whether enthralled to the Sholpada or not, murmured uneasily at the sound of that shout, and well they might have, for it was not Callahan's voice coming from Callahan's mouth.
"You have this one chance and must take it. Find her. As Din, I command you."
Jake's eyes flew wide at the sound of Roland's voice issuing from Callahan's throat. His mouth dropped open. He looked around, dazed. In the second before the tapestry to their left was torn aside, Callahan saw its black joke, what the careless eye would first surely overlook. The roast that was the banquet's main entree had a human form. The knights and their ladies were eating human flesh and drinking human blood. What the tapestry showed was a cannibal's communion. Then the ancient ones, who had been at their own sup, tore aside the obscene tapestry and burst out, shrieking through the great fangs that propped their deformed mouths forever open. Their eyes were as black as blindness, the skin of their cheeks and brows, even the backs of their hands, tumorous with wild teeth. Like the vampires in the dining room, they were surrounded with auras, but these were of a poisoned violet, so dark it was almost black. Some sort of ichor dribbled from the corners of their eyes and mouths. They were gibbering, and several were laughing, seeming not to create the sounds, but rather to snatch them out of the air like something that could be rent alive.